The Record on KUOW. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm David Hyde. And Steve, a big transportation tax package is still on the table down in Olympia, but the regular session ends in just 10 days. So we were wondering if Democrats and Republicans are going to be able to cut a deal. And when we have questions about Olympia, we talk to KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon, David.
So where's the Senate today with this possible transportation tax bill?
Well, this has been the issue that kind of revs up and then idles for a while and then revs up again, and we're in a little rev-up moment. So over the weekend, the Senate Majority Caucus put out a new proposal or a revised proposal. This came from State Senator Curtis King, who is the Republican co-chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. It makes some changes to his February offer, and Democrats have basically said in response once again, it doesn't work for them, and the major sticking point remains this push by the Senate Majority Caucus to use sales tax money derived from transportation packages for transportation rather than putting it back into the general fund, as is currently the practice.
So the Senate Majority Caucus, dominated mostly by Republicans, and there's only 10 days left in the session. I'm wondering just what's the mood like in the Senate right now?
You're definitely starting to get a reminder again that it is an election year. There's a lot of tit for tat. There's a lot of finger pointing. Basically, let's use the transportation package as an example. You talk to Republicans and they are saying things like, we're not even sure Democratic leadership really wants to take this vote this year. And leadership is holding back the negotiators. You go talk to Democrats and they say, hey, the Senate majority won't give us the names of the Senate, if its members that support this, and isn't back at the negotiating table listening to our concerns about the sales tax issue, and we question their whether they're honestly brokering here. So there's a lot of mistrust, and as you note, 10 days left, time is really running out at this point.
What are the big sticking points on transportation in particular, within the Senate, but also between Republicans and state Democrats who still control the House and obviously the governor's office?
Well, first off, this is it's been described by both sides as a heavy lift to vote for a 10 to 11.5 cent gas tax increase in an election year. It would be tough any time, but these members are all the more mindful of the mood of voters when they return to their districts. But the sticking points really haven't changed. It's the sales tax issue. It's the mix of money that goes to roads versus transit. It's disagreement over using toxic cleanup money and how it's used in transportation. So really, none of that's changed. The problem has been that since December, when they ended 12 negotiating sessions, they have not been able to really get back to the table and start to negotiate out their differences. And Democrats have said they want to see the Senate move a package off the floor of the Senate before they can really resume negotiations. That hasn't gone over well in the Senate.
You mentioned the elections. They'll be coming up in the fall. But right now, what pressure is there? What incentive is there on either side to pass a tax package?
There may not be much of any. I mean, other than the fact that it's been 10 years since we've had a gas tax increase pass out of the legislature and, I should note, be upheld by voters. So there is, not enough money to complete some of these mega projects we've been talking about. There's a lot of demand in other parts of the state, like in Spokane, for completion of the North-South Freeway. And the governor, of course, continues to push this. But if they could wait until after the election, at this point, that might be at least secretly how a lot of them feel, that's the way to go, perhaps.
What about, Boeing, Microsoft, other big companies in the state? Are they calling up lawmakers and saying, what the heck's going on? Yeah. We need this transportation package to move forward?
There is certainly a business and labor Keep Rolling Washington organization that does continue to apply pressure. There have been letters sent. That lobbying force exists, and it's not insignificant. But again, what you are weighing is what business and labor may be asking for and what these lawmakers are worried about confronting when they return home and talk to everyday voters.
Let's say the thing doesn't pass then. Speaking of everyday voters, why does it matter to them? Ma and Pa Jode out there, how concerned are they about not getting a state transportation package? How's that going to affect us?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think you have to ask the question whether the public genuinely believes that if they pay 10 to 11 and a half cents more per gallon, will their commute get easier? It's not debatable that there is not enough money at this point to complete the 520, for instance. But if you waited until next fall to have this debate, would that materially change anything in the end? Probably not. And Republicans are making the case that the fundamental problem is that there is a lack of trust from the public right now that transportation dollars will be spent well. They point to the cracked pontoons on the 520 bridge. They point to BRTHA being stalled out under Seattle's waterfront. So this is all bound up as well in the sort of quote-unquote reforms around transportation, and a lot of it is about voter trust and whether voters feel like at this point they're willing to pony up and basically uphold a transportation package if something passed out of here, because everybody expects somehow or another it will end up on the ballot.
And Austin, I probably have time for one or two more questions. Another one, the sort of counterintuitive, given what you've been saying about transportation taxes, is that lawmakers are actually considering a bill that would lower state liquor taxes. Why would they do that?
Yeah, and consider is probably a strong term. It's been introduced. There is some bipartisan support to it. It's pretty dramatic proposal, actually, to go from a 20.5% tax on liquor down to 6.5%. That's a huge difference, but it would be ramped down over 8 years. And this comes about because Idaho is crowing about the fact that it added $10 million additional money in liquor sales to its coffers because they say Washingtonians were coming across the border to buy cheaper booze there. Washington does have high liquor prices. And, so this is kind of an issue that is even more kind of present, and we're seeing it more also because of liquor privatization. That said, even the sponsors were quoted in the story by the Associated Press as saying this is the start of a conversation. There's probably no expectation the legislature is going to turn around this year and drastically cut liquor taxes.
Who's backing it? I mean, the folks that supported liquor privatization in the first place talked about all the tax revenue. Now they're saying not so much?
Well, now I think the issue is that you've got such a price difference. And, one of the selling points on this liquor privatization is prices would come down. They haven't. And now we're seeing people crossing the border to get booze. But as you suggest, the counterintuitive part is that lawmakers at the same time are saying they need sources of revenue to, for instance, comply with the Supreme Court decision that says schools are being underfunded. So giving up revenue, especially sin tax kind of revenue, which is usually the first thing they go to look to raise in tough times, does seem kind of counterintuitive. I see this more as a conversation rather than something that really has legs, especially, again, with 10 days out.
All right, Austin, thanks for the conversation.
You're welcome.
Austin Jenkins is KUOW's Olympia correspondent. You're listening to The Record.